we bring you the Living Book Broadcast, the old, old message in modern language. We begin our reading with Job chapter 29, verse 1. Job continuing. Oh, for the years gone by when God took care of me, when he lighted the way before me and I walked safely through the darkness. Yes, in my early years, when the friendship of God was felt in my home, when the Almighty was still with me and my children were around me, when my projects prospered and even the rock poured out streams of olive oil to me. Those were the days when I went out to the city gate and took my place among the honored elders. The young saw me and stepped aside, and even the aged arose and stood up in respect at my coming. The princes stood in silence and laid their hands upon their mouths. The highest officials of the city stood in quietness. All rejoiced in what I said. All who saw me spoke well of me. For I, as an honest judge, helped the poor in their need and the fatherless who had no one to help them. I helped those who were ready to perish, and they blessed me. And I caused the widows' hearts to sing for joy. All I did was just and honest, for righteousness was my clothing. I served as eyes for the blind and feet for the lame. I was as a father to the poor, and saw to it that even strangers received a fair trial. I knocked out the fangs of the godless oppressors and made them drop their victims. I thought, surely I shall die quietly in my nest after a long and good life. For everything I did prospered. The dew lay all night upon my fields and watered them. Fresh honors were constantly given me, and my abilities were constantly refreshed and renewed. Everyone listened to me and valued my advice and were silent until I spoke. And after I spoke, they spoke no more, for my counsel satisfied them. They longed for me to speak as those in drought time long for rain. They waited eagerly with open mouths. When they were discouraged, I smiled, and that encouraged them and lightened their spirits. I told them what they should do and corrected them as their chief or as a king instructs his army and as one who comforts those who mourn. But now, those younger than I deride me, young men whose fathers are less than my dogs. Oh, they have strong backs, all right, but they are useless, stupid fools. They are gaunt with famine, and have been cast out into deserts and the wastelands, desolate and gloomy. They eat roots and leaves, having been driven from civilization. Men shouted after them as after thieves. So now they live in frightening ravines and in caves and among the rocks. They sound like animals among the bushes, huddling together for shelter beneath the nettles. These sons of theirs have also turned out to be fools. Yes, children of no name, outcasts of civilization. And now I have become the subject of their ribald song. I am a joke among them. They despise me and won't come near me, and don't mind spitting in my face. For God has placed my life in jeopardy. These young men, having humbled me, now cast off all restraint before me. This rabble trip me and lay traps in my path. They block my road and do everything they can to hasten my calamity, knowing full well that I have no one to help me. They come at me from all directions. They rush upon me when I am down. I live in terror now. They hold me in contempt, and my prosperity is vanished as a cloud before a strong wind. My heart is broken. Depression haunts my days. My weary nights are filled with pain as though something were relentlessly gnawing at my bones. All night long I toss and turn, and my garments bind about me. God has thrown me into the mud. I have become as dust and ashes. Job continues, I cry to you, O God, but you don't answer me. I stand before you, and you don't bother to look. You have become cruel toward me, and persecute me with great power and effect. You throw me into the whirlwind and dissolve me in the storm, and I know that your purpose for me is death. I expected my fall to be broken, just as one who falls stretches out his hand or cries for help in his calamity. And did I not weep for those in trouble? Wasn't I deeply grieved for the needy? I therefore looked for good to come. Evil came instead. I waited for the light. Darkness came. My heart is troubled and restless. Waves of affliction have come upon me. I am black, but not from sunburn. I stand up and cry to the assembly for help, but I might as well save my breath. For I am considered a brother to jackals and a companion to ostriches. My skin is black and peeling. My bones burn with fever. The voice of joy and gladness has turned to mourning. I made a covenant with my eyes not to look with lust upon a girl. I know full well that Almighty God above sends calamity on those who do. He sees everything I do and every step I take. If I have lied and deceived, but God knows that I am innocent, or if I have stepped off God's pathway, or if my heart has lusted for what my eyes have seen, or if I am guilty of any other sin, then let someone else reap the crops I have sown, and let all that I have planted be rooted out. Or if I long for another man's wife, then may I die, and may my wife be in another man's home, and someone else become her husband. For lust is a shameful sin, a crime that should be punished. It is a devastating fire that destroys to hell and would root out all I have planted. I have been unfair to my servants. How could I face God? What could I say when he questioned me about it? For God made me and made my servants too. He created us both. If I have hurt the poor, or caused widows to weep, or refused food to hungry orphans, but we have always cared for orphans in our home, treating them as our own children. Or if I have seen anyone freezing and not given him clothing, or fleece for my sheep to keep him warm, or if I have taken advantage of an orphan because I thought I could get away with it, if I have done any of these things, then let my arm be torn from its socket. Let my shoulder be wrenched out of place. Rather that than face the judgment sent by God. That I dread more than anything else. For if the majesty of God opposes me, what hope is there? If I put my trust in money, if my happiness depends on wealth, or if I have looked at the sun shining in the skies, or the moon walking down her silver pathway, and my heart has been secretly enticed, and I have worshipped them by kissing my hand to them, this too must be punished by the judges. For if I have done such things, it would mean that I denied the God of heaven. If I have rejoiced at harm to an enemy, but actually I have never cursed anyone, nor asked for revenge, or if any of my servants have ever gone hungry, actually I have never turned away even a stranger, but have opened my doors to all. Or if, like Adam, I have tried to hide my sins, fearing the crowd and its contempt, so that I refuse to acknowledge my sin and do not go out of my way to help others. Oh, that there were someone who would listen to me and try to see my side of this argument. Look, I will sign my signature to my defense. Now let the Almighty show me that I am wrong. Let him approve the indictments made against me by my enemies. I would treasure it like a crown. Then I would tell him exactly what I have done and why, presenting my defense as one he listens to. Or if my land accuses me because I stole the fruit it bears, or if I have murdered its owners to get their land for myself, then let thistles grow on that land instead of wheat, and weeds instead of barley. Job's words are ended. We have been reading from the Living Old Testament, a paraphrase. We've read Job chapters 29 through 31. Now here's a special invitation to join us the next time we come your way with the Living Book broadcast.